It's the E-commerce Master Plan Podcast, here to help you grow your e-commerce business faster and more efficiently by cutting through the hype to bring you inspiration and guidance from the e-commerce sector and beyond. Here's your host, Chloe Thomas.
Hello, Master Plan World. Welcome to our latest podcast. It's a pleasure to have you all out there listening. I'm Chloe Thomas, the creator of the E-commerce Master Plan. I'm an author, speaker, and advisor, and I focus on e-commerce marketing. Welcome to the second podcast in our 2019 E-commerce Master Plan Growth Series, sponsored by Omnisend, the all-in-one marketing automation platform that empowers e-commerce marketers to boost sales with omnichannel tools. It's the third time we've done the Growth Series in January, bringing you double the number of episodes per week for the whole month, and each one selected because it offers superb advice on how to grow your business in the coming year. We've got a very varied selection for you this year. I know you're going to find it really useful, so make sure you listen to them all. There are 10 in all, podcast numbers 191 to 200 inclusive. As we do every year on the show, we are starting the year by asking a hand-picked group of experts, what is your top marketing tip for success in 2019? If you'd like to know what they thought was the most interesting thing we learnt in e-commerce in 2018, then take a listen to the previous episode, the first one in this growth series. Now, before I get to our first guest, we should really hear a bit about our sponsor, as without them, this series would not be possible. Omnisend, marketing automation platform tailored for e-commerce. Omnisend provides sophisticated omnichannel marketing automation tools for sales-driven marketers that have outgrown generic email marketing platforms. Engage your customers and boost your e-commerce sales with dynamic emails, text messages, Facebook Messenger, and retargeting ads on Facebook and Google, all from one platform. Try Omnisend for free for 14 days. Just visit omnisend.com/masterplan and get started. In today's episode, we're going to start big picture with expert shows regular Alex O'Byrne of We Make Websites, one of the UK's top Shopify Plus agencies. Alex dialed in from their New York office to share his top marketing tip for success in 2019.
Brands today have to stand out compared to Amazon. And Amazon is eating a lot of retail and just all sorts of every business it gets into, you know, it manages to successfully disrupt. And the sort of brands that we work with at We Make Websites tend to be the more, what I call sort of retailers entertainment. So if they're brands where you want to go and shop there. So we work with companies like De Beers, Bulletproof, Nietzsche, Kloos, companies where there's an element of you taking the time to shop on there and really buy into what the brand is about. And the way I see it, Amazon is there for all your kind of things that you don't really care about much except the price. You just want it to be there quickly and you want to buy the cheapest one and the one that sort of fits your criteria. And that's where you buy a lot of your sort of boring stuff that you need day to day for your house or for your office. And then we'd spend our sort of weekend afternoons shopping in a sort of, form of entertainment. And if you're a brand, then it's a case of thinking, well, okay, we're not competing on price. We're actually competing on something different, and we get a higher margin for that. So maybe it's the principles behind the brand. Maybe it's the lifestyle associated with it. Maybe it's the quality or something about the technical specification of it. And I think competing based on customer experience, therefore, becomes something that needs to be a key competency. So I think my tip comes down to having someone or a team within your organization that is thinking about the customer journey. So over the years, we've sort of wondered, you know, does e-commerce sit in the IT team or is it a marketing function? And really it's both. It's this synthesis of getting an exceptional experience that's true to the brand and that people, you know, really resonate with. So I think a brand like Glossier does this really well, where people are, you know, become fans of the brand. But of course, there's a technical competency that's required to successfully execute that online. So it's more of a sort of organizational tip that I think you need to build a team around caring about that customer experience, because all these new fancy technologies that we hear about all the time are exciting and interesting, but we don't want to be taken in too much by that and distracted from what really makes a difference when you're shopping as a customer. So focusing on customer experience and using that as a point of differentiation so that you're truly distinct from other companies that focus on price, and you can really convince your customers that you've got something different to offer.
So what makes you different? Well, let's build on the customer journey point in Alex's answer with our second guest, Selena Knight, from the Bringing Business to Retail show.
Do you know, marketing success comes when you really know that customer. So on the back of that personalization, my marketing tip is to just get out a piece of paper and a pen, a really big piece of paper, like the size of a door or a great big whiteboard, and sit down and actually map out what that customer journey looks like. And so many people use this, you know, they use it as a buzzword, customer journey. But what exactly do you want your customer to connect with when they come to your e-commerce store? How do you want to be different? How do you want to get that buy-in that means that they will stay on your email list and be buying from you for longer? And you can't do that just by throwing out the standard onboarding emails that are inside of your marketing service. You actually have to sit down and go, right, so once they come on board, this is what we want them to feel. This is what we want the buy-in to be. And then at a certain point, we want them to move to this level. We want them to become those advocates. We want them to be sharing our stuff, and not just by saying leave a review, not just by saying share it on social. You actually have to get them involved, and you have to get them to be like mini little brand ambassadors. Even if they're just sending out your message to their own little cheer squad of half a dozen people. But if you don't know what that journey looks like and where you want people to start to buy, because you can't just expect people to buy from the minute that they hit your email database. In fact, I read a stat the other day that 96% of people who come to your website aren't actually going to buy the first time around. So you've got to make sure that you capture them and also put them through a process. And that's your process. You need to decide what that process looks like. So you do get the buy-in, you do get the brand ambassador, you do get the loyalty so that they will stay and they will continue to pay.
Those of you who know me will know I love any advice that starts with a big sheet of paper and getting away from the screen. Now, I'm going to build on Alex and Selena's thoughts with my own top marketing tip for success in 2019, which is that you can't just pretend to take marketing seriously anymore. Knee-jerk reactions, last-minute activity, and never quite finding the time to optimize your ads is no longer a sensible way, if it ever was, to go about getting traffic to your website. If you persist in doing it that way in 2019, it's going to cost you more than it should, and you're not going to get the orders you should from the people who want to buy from you. The e-commerce market has now matured. There's no land left to grab. We are now fighting other e-commerce businesses for our space on the virtual high street. The e-commerce market has now matured. The customers understand it. We can't expect to get their money just for telling them we exist. The e-commerce market has now matured. The price of marketing real estate is going up because more people want it. That means you have to get clear on what message you should be putting in front of your customer at each stage of their journey. That means you have to get clear on what role each marketing platform and method plays in your business. How are you using email marketing? Which email marketing tactics are you using for each group of customers? And you can substitute any marketing method for the word email in those two questions, be it Facebook ads, Google ads, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, billboards, whatever it may be. How are you using them and what tactics are you using within them for each group of customers? Without testing and analysis, it's going to be impossible to know the answers to those questions. So my advice for anyone who wants to run successful marketing in 2019, by which I mean getting the right return on the time and money you spend, is to take marketing seriously. First, get to grips with exactly what your existing channels are doing for you. Come up with some ideas for improving that performance. It could be the messages, the offers, the marketing methods themselves, segmentation, etc., etc. The list is endless. And then start a program of continuous testing. It's the only way you are going to improve your marketing in the coming year and beyond, is by understanding exactly which bits are working and testing to find new bits to work in the future. If you want some help around the idea of customer journeys and the marketing methods that fit within that, then you could do a lot worse than read my book, Customer Persuasion. It's available on all the usual platforms as paperback, ebook, and audiobooks. Now, you guys listening, love your bit of audio. So that book was called Customer Persuasion. Okay, before we hear from our last two experts, here's a reminder of our series sponsor. Omnisend, the marketing automation platform tailored for e-commerce. Omnisend provides sophisticated omnichannel marketing automation tools for sales-driven marketers that have outgrown generic email marketing platforms. Engage your customers and boost your e-commerce sales with dynamic emails, text messages, Facebook Messenger, and retargeting ads on both Facebook and Google, all from one platform. Try Omnisend for free for 14 days. Just visit omnisend.com/masterplan and get started. Our last two experts have some very different takes on the answer to this question. Let's go first to Chris Dawson of Tamebay, who unsurprisingly has advice relating to marketplaces.
2019 is going to be an exciting year for marketplaces. Here in the UK, we are very lucky in some ways that eBay and Amazon are the de facto marketplaces for most consumers. But that is changing. And just as when people started using the internet, they would go to a search engine to find products. They then moved to looking to marketplaces, which was eBay and Amazon. But now, increasingly, there are new marketplaces like OnBuy and Frugo coming along. And there are also sites which aren't thought of as marketplaces, but actually are, such as Facebook, Instagram, and other social platforms. If you start investing on social, and if we just take Instagram as an example, Instagram has built in a ton of new selling tools this year, selling tags for stories, for videos, and effectively buy buttons. The sale doesn't actually happen on Instagram. They send the traffic to your own website, but it's something that all sellers should be considering. It's a different way of selling on social media, because unlike a marketplace where it's all about the product, the price, and perhaps paying for sponsored ads or promoted listings to increase your visibility, on social like Instagram, it's all about telling a story and becoming part of the lifestyle of your consumers. For instance, if you're selling fashion for millennials, they'll want to know what films they should be watching, what gigs they should be going to, what type of food they should be eating, what celebrities are wearing the fashion that you're selling. And it's about telling a story and engaging with them. So rather than paying for exposure on a marketplace, it's an investment in time and advertising to build the story on the social media platforms. And not to forget, moving further abroad, Amazon's only in a dozen countries around the world, and eBay is not the de facto marketplace in France or Germany, or they are in Australia. But there are other marketplaces that you should be considering as well, like Trade Me for New Zealand or Allegro in Poland. So for 2019, it's time to start exploring marketplaces other than eBay and Amazon, both domestically and overseas.
Finally, let's hear what Justin King from B2X Partners feels is the top marketing advice for 2019.
So my top marketing tip for B2B companies, this is going to be a little different, is not to market in 2019. I believe wholeheartedly that in B2B, the thing you should be doing is marketing internally to your people, marketing internal to your internal customers, to get adoption, not from your customers, to get adoption internally from your own organization, to have your sales team not just understand it, and not just to not have a conflict around it, but actually to evangelize it. If you have your sales team, your inside sales team, your customer service people that actually understand what you're doing in e-commerce, are excited about what you're doing in e-commerce, see value to them in their personal lives, which a lot of times means money, to doing e-commerce, they will evangelize this and push it out to your customers at a rate that no marketing program can. Once you've established that, once you have an entire organization where e-commerce and digital is part of your DNA, and that's not a technology thing. That's not a tactic thing. That's change management. Digital transformation is this buzzword, but the core of that is change management. How do we change from our legacy people, our legacy processes, and our legacy thinking to something that is now customer-centric is a change management task. That means that's working with people, communicating with people, and eventually getting this wrapped into your DNA so that it's a part of everything that your people do is the most important marketing tactic for anybody in manufacturing and distribution, especially in the year of 2019.
So don't forget to keep your own team in the loop with your big marketing plans as well, whether you are B2B or B2C. And of course, for those of you not entirely familiar with those terms, B2B means you're a business selling to businesses, a B2B, and B2C means you're a business selling to consumers. Well, I hope you found our experts' points of views useful, giving you some food for thought on your plans for this year. If you've not yet caught their thoughts on what we learnt in 2018, then those are well worth a listen too, so have a jump back to episode 191. You will find all our podcast episodes, the show notes, the information from this episode, and all the others at ecommercemasterplan.com/podcast. So go there for the links and everything else about today's show and any others you want to have a listen to. The next episode in our 2019 e-commerce master plan growth series, sponsored by Omnisend, the all-in-one marketing automation platform that empowers e-commerce marketers to boost sales with omnichannel tools, is the first retailer interview of the series. I know you've all been waiting for this one. I'm going to be chatting with Dave Diamond. He's a serial e-commerce entrepreneur from Australia, and we'll be picking his brains on how to grow, SEO, abandoned baskets, and much, much, much more. The whole point of the series is to help you grow your business in 2019. And that's also the point of the virtual summit we ran back in September. If you missed that, there is still time to get involved. It's over 20 expert video sessions, and in each you will learn about a different way to improve your marketing. Think of it like a conference that you can tap into whenever you want at the click of a button. There is a very special offer for podcast listeners that is only available by going to ecommercemasterplan.com/summit176. Follow that link and you will have a very special discount automatically applied to the virtual summit prices. So that was ecommercemasterplan.com/summit176. Have a great week, all of you. And never forget to keep optimizing.
Thank you for listening to the E-commerce Master Plan podcast. Find out more at ecommercemasterplan.com.